This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. About 7 years ago, flutist Linda Chatterton first heard pianist Matthew McCreight perform at a new music concert in Minnesota, and she thought, wow, he sounds fabulous.
So I introduced myself after the show, and we started collaborating, and one thing led to another. And
over the years, we've developed a lot of the same musical tastes, and our kind of input in music has been the same, gestures, phrasing. It's almost unspoken at this point now, which is very helpful in putting together a program.
The program on their debut recording, French Connections, began to gel around Prokofiev's Sonata No. 2 in D major for flute and piano, Opus 94. It has a unique French connection because the composer spent so much time in Paris after leaving the Soviet Union.
I first heard it when I was in high school. And went to Milwaukee to hear James Galway play it. And I didn't know anything about Prokofiev. And I heard him do this. And the fourth movement was just so incredible. And, of course, he played it fabulously. And I was like, oh, I really want to learn this piece. And so every time I come back to it, I kind of think of that first experience that I had with Galway. I don't know. It really is just kind of like visiting an old friend again.
It's essentially the sonata for flute and piano. It pretty much eclipses almost any other, certainly 20th century, piece for this combination.
So what do you love about this work? If this is like the mainstay in the flute-piano repertoire, what's so special about it?
I think it's pretty much quintessentially Prokofiev. It captures not only kind of the post-romantic spirit of kind of a Russian melody, but it also has lots of humorous or kind of satirical elements that Prokofiev kind of includes in many of his piano works for sure, and kind of folk fairy tale element that you might find in Peter and the Wolf or Romeo and Juliet. From there, we decided that we also like the idea of transcribing, which is not new for the flutists because they don't have a large amount of repertoire to play. And so Linda turned to the Saint-Saëns after she had heard it in a performance with a violinist and thought it might work.
It's the violin sonata number 1 in D minor, Opus 75 by Camille Saint-Saëns, who gave it the nickname the Hippogriff Sonata, because to be able to play it, you kind of need to be a freak of nature.
It's a stamina and technical beast. And I had never heard of any flutist ever attempting to transcribe it. So I thought it would be cool for me to do it. And I started working on it, threw it over to Matt, and realized this is really, really, really hard. And unlike the violin, we have an added challenge as flutists because we have to figure out where to breathe in this whole like mass of notes.
It must be a huge adrenaline rush to play, especially when it all comes together.
Right. Well, I think the very last maybe minute and a half, we're playing in unison or in octaves, exactly the same pitches, flying all over the keyboard and her flying all over the stratosphere. And lining that up rhythmically is quite challenging. And so I can understand where the composer found his subtitle, if you will, for the piece, because there were many days that I thought, I really do need a mythological third hand.
Linda and Matthew found the perfect piece to round out this program of French Connections. It's a sonata by Japanese composer Yuko Ubayashi, who's lived in Paris since about 1998.
We didn't know this at the time, but after we were kind of working and playing these pieces out in public, we realized this was an excellent companion piece to the Prokofiev because it matches the four-movement scheme and the character of those four movements almost identically.
Linda Chatterton and Matthew McCreight of the Chatterton-McCreight duo negotiate some pretty challenging works as they make French Connections on their debut recording. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.